This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, July 22nd, brought to you by Watkinson Biller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. USDA nominees piling up, Philippines and the U.S. talking trade, and Florida to get disaster aid. USDA nominees advance, but floor delays continue. The Senate Ag Committee has sent two more USDA nominations to the floor. Last night, the committee approved the nominations of Dudley Hoskins to be Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs and Scott Hutchins to be Undersecretary for Research, Education, and Economics. Both nominations were approved on bipartisan 20-3 votes. Senate Ag Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas delayed actions on two more nominees who lacked Democratic support because flight delays prevented one GOP Senator, Cindy Hyde-Smith of Mississippi, from being present to cast a potential tie-breaking vote. Those nominees, Michael Boren to be Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment, and Brian Quintez to chair the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Now keep in mind, Senate Ag now has five USDA nominees pending floor action, including Luke Lindbergh, President Donald Trump's pick as Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs. A sixth nominee, Richard Fordyce, Trump's pick to be Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, will have his confirmation hearing on Wednesday. Trump, facing sustained Democratic resistance to fast-tracking his nominees, is pressuring Senate Majority Leader John Thune to cancel the August recess. "We're working with Senator Thune to get floor time. It's really important that the secretary has the people that she needs in order to operate efficiently," Bozeman told reporters after the committee votes, referring to Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. Looking ahead, the House Ag Committee is scheduled today to act on a grain standards reauthorization bill. The Senate Ag Committee will have a hearing on the issue next week. The goal is to get a final bill through Congress in September. Philippine President heads to the White House amid trade deal push. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. is slated to meet with President Trump at the White House today as he tries to avoid a 20% tariff set to kick in on August 1st. Marcos has focused on bolstering U.S. trade ties since he took office. He told reporters ahead of a visit that he intends to raise the trade issue with the president and examine ways to prevent a, quote, very severe tariff schedule. But former U.S. trade official Mark Linscott told AgriPulse that he's skeptical the two sides would emerge from the meeting with a deal. The deals Trump has announced with other Southeast Asian countries like Indonesia and Vietnam have kept tariffs at around 20% in place. If the president pushes for a similar deal with the Philippines, Linscott said Marcos will have little incentive to sign. Vietnam and Indonesia seem to be the template, Linscott said. If Trump wants to keep tariffs around 20% but wants major concessions, what's the value of doing a deal? Linscott added. He also added there is a real risk that Trump fails to capitalize on the leverage he has created with tariffs by pushing to retain tariff rates that are too high for allies to swallow. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA to provide $676 million in disaster funding to Florida. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins yesterday announced $676 million in funding for infrastructure, citrus, and timber losses from a series of hurricanes that devastated Florida's growers in recent years. The funding is being provided to the state's Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services through a block grant and is part of a $30 billion authorized under the American Relief Act passed last year. Florida's producers have endured back-to-back devastating hurricane seasons. This funding is a major victory that will help them rebuild, recover, and continue feeding our state and nation, Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson said in a press release. Kellogg's ups its pledge to phase out artificial dyes. The maker of Fruit Loops and other popular children's cereals has upped its commitment to phase out artificial dyes. W.K. Kellogg Company posted on its website that it will remove remaining artificial food dyes from retail products by the end of 2027. This builds on their previous pledge to remove synthetic dyes from products served in school meals by the 2026-27 school year and to ensure new products do not contain these dyes. The company noted on its website that 85% of its cereal sales already don't use artificial dyes. This follows an increasing wave of company pledges to phase out artificial dyes that after the Trump administration launched a plan to transition to natural dyes. The administration's plan largely relied on voluntary industry buy-in, however. Corn and soy crops generally doing well. Most of the nation's corn crop is in good or excellent condition, that according to the latest crop progress report from the National Ag Statistics Service. 74% of the crop in the 18 states that planted 92% of the acreage last year is in good or excellent condition, NAS found. The highest percentage in Iowa, 86% good to excellent, the lowest in Michigan at 50%. Michigan also led the states with 12% in poor condition and 37% considered fair. Louisiana led the states with 90% of its soybean crop considered good or excellent, Iowa at 80%. Michigan again brought up the rear, 14% of the crop in poor condition. Overall, the 18 states responsible for 96% of the 24 acreage, 68% of the crop in either good or excellent condition. Here's today's final word. I think we need to work through the August recess. I think it's important that we get the president his nominees. We won't work all 4 weeks in August, but I think we should work a couple of them. That's Senator Roger Marshall, a Kansas Republican. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, July 22nd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.